Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May please give me some code to locate your account.
Now, what was your name, hon?
Kaylin.
Kaylee.
Kaylin.
Caylind.
Kaylin.
Okay, Karen. What I'm calling about is I've received a bank statement and it has an amount on it from this phone number that's 9189, and I'm wondering what that is for.
Right, what's your zip code, please? Hello?
Pardon?
What is your zip code, please?
It's 73463. Wow.
And what was the first and last name?
Yeah, you have to speak slow, Kaylin. I'm hard of hearing, though.
What was the first and last
Seven
name?
three four six three is the zip code.
Seven, three, four, six, three.
The reference number on it is 2229.
Oh my God, please.
Okay, do you need a little bit more information to help find it on?
What's your phone number, please? What's your phone number, please?
Oh, 580-229-5832.
Okay. Thank you. One moment, please. Give me 1 second. What was the last name?
Come again on that.
And what was the last name?
I still didn't understand.
What was the last name?
Belvin. B is in boy. E L. B is in Victor. I N.
Wait. What's the name of the product that you have?
What is the name of what?
The product that you have?
I really think that it might be a follow-up on the Keto Advantage or something, because on the 4th and 2nd, I have an amount for $670 and one for $745. So I think those might have been the Keto Advantage type things where you're supposed to just pay the shipping and the product is free. And then in the fine print, I thought I read and understood that there would be no follow-up on it, that they wouldn't do an automatic billing. And I've got I've got one here that's 91.89 and another one that's 92.90. And I'm kind of thinking that's an automatic shipment on those other two products, which I did not approve and do not want. And it made my bill add up to $198.94. Now, I've not got anything except the two what I considered, thought was probably, supposedly the free samples.
Okay.
I've got the transaction descriptions on all these.
Do you have an order number?
Yes.
Do you have an order number?
The I imagine this is the order number, like 855-47902. Then there's a space, and it's 10. And then the word advantage purchase. Well, advantage and then P-U-R, you know. And then it's got the phone number that I just called.
Right.
Now that's the one that charges $670. So, like I said, I think that's supposed to be one of those free things, except you pay the shipping on, you know. And I did approve that.
All right. And what's the first? Let's try the first
that's
season.
That's the very first thing. And that was on the 4th and the 2nd. It was posted on the 4th and the 5th, though.
Okay. And what's the first seats and last 4 digits of that card?
Now come again.
What's the first 6 digits and last? Because I'm not pulling up anything. And where did you find this number? Let me ask that.
I'm having trouble understanding, hon. I'm hard of hearing. I've got a hearing aid in, but I'm 80, and I still have trouble understanding sometimes. So if you speak kind of slow, I can catch it better.
Where did you find this number?
Where did I find the number? On the billing here on my credit card statement.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Run it by again, hon.
All right, what's the first six and last 4 digits of the card you use?
Now, what's the first two what?
The first six and last 4 digits of the card you use.
The first?
Six. And last 4 of the card.
The account number Is that what you're talking about?
First 6 digits of a card and the last 4 digits.
The first 6 and the last 4?
Yes.
First 6 4 0 3 7. 6 6 0 0. The last 4 is 9 3 1 7.
Thank you. One moment, please.
And I can tell by looking closer at this statement now that that is what's happened from what's supposed to have been a freebie. But shipping has spun into a purchase on each one of those.
Okay, it's not showing me anything.
Well, I haven't received anything except what was supposed to have been the freebie, you know, for shipping. But the 4th and the transaction date on the purchase for the one that we're talking about now. Like the 4th and the 2nd, and the posting dates, the 4th and the 5th. And then for the other one, the purchase date is the 4th and 18th. No, that's transaction date. The post date, the 4th and the 21st.
Okay.
But when in the advertisement, and when I approved the shipping on those, there was not to be any automatic shipment past that. And I've not received any more product or anything, but I received my bill, and it's got follow-up products on it, and one of them's $91.89, and the other one's $92.90, and it makes my bill come up to $198.94.
Okay. Well, once I answered the first 6 and last 4 digits of the card, nothing came up.
I'm not understanding what you said, baby.
When I answered the first 6 and last 4 digits of the card, nothing came up.
I still didn't understand.
When I entered the first 6 and last 4 digits of the card, nothing came up.
Okay.
So it may have the wrong, or not, it may have to be a different number.
Okay, a different number for what?
That you have to call.
To direct the call?
To call for this product.
Okay. No, it had to. All of them is a 479.
Sorry. Yeah, if you have a different number, just call that one because instead of everything you provided me and it's not showing that you have an account. So there's nothing I can do. All right.
Okay, the number I call, it has the DENHAN.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but the information you provided me didn't come up, so you have the wrong, maybe you have the wrong number.
Okay, they all kind of run hand in hand there because the transaction things all start with 855, all four of them. 855-479-902.
All right, well, yeah, nothing came up, so.
Okay. Something has to come up somewhere.
Well, ma'am, it's not with this company. You have to find a different number.
Okay, I'll try these other numbers, but
all
it's
right.
Surely. It
thanks
surely
for calling customer
like
support. You have a great day.
It surely looks like it's from that same company. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.